This is the PM 40 Daily Show, brought to you by Paparitalo Publications and Pulp and Paper Radio International. And now, stand by for today's PM 40 update.
Good evening. This is Brad McGee, assistant publisher at Paparitalo Publications, reporting to you from Paparitalo West. This is the PM 40 update for Thursday, the 21st of March, 2019. The PM 40 closed up today at 3560, up 32 points from yesterday's close. Gaining stocks outpaced decliners 5-1. We'll be back to take a look at today's top winners and losers right after these messages. Are you facing a complex installation, expansion, greenfield project, or maintenance project? Make the smart choice. C.R. Meyer, a nationwide industrial general contractor, specializes in the pulp and paper industry. Our skilled millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boiler makers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of experienced project managers, architects, and engineers are safe, effective, and efficient on any project, planned or unplanned. Take the smart step toward getting your next project finished safely and done well. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com.
Companies all over North America think of Fulton Systems for their thermocompressor and steam systems needs, all the way from initial design to startup to troubleshooting. For more than 90 years, Fulton Systems has helped companies keep thousands of thermocompressors operating smoothly and assisted mills with hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Turn to Fulton Systems for steam and condensate system design, dryer suction performance audits, and consulting services on all aspects of dryer suction and condensate systems management and operations. Call us at 770-447-1400. Visit our website at fultonsystems.com.
And we're back. Today's top gainer was Rayonier Advanced Materials, which closed at $13.62, up 3.7%. Weyerhaeuser also gained, closing up 3.2% at $26.19. Other winners were Quad Graphics, Greif, and Schweitzer Maudy. The biggest decliner today was Sappi, closing at $4.94 per share, down 3%. Stora Enso also lost, closing down 2.1% at $12.96. Other losers today were Veritiv, UPM Kumani, and Clearwater Paper. Today's job of the day is manufacturer's service representative at James Ross Division of IBS in Atlanta, Georgia, or other southern city. You can view this job posting and many more at onlypulpandpaperjobs.com. In headlines today, Fred Fazwana, joint chair of boards of Mondi Limited and Mondi PLC, will retire. Setra has started the process of closing down operations at Rolfs in Kalix, northern Sweden. Smurfit Capital launches Digistar Paper. LSC Communications expands its multi-year supply chain services agreement with OpenUp Resources. A report shows the state of Maine has a shortage of loggers and log truckers. Pixel has laid off 80 employees after Sunday's fire at the Chilpaco Mill in Ohio. CO2 Solutions begins commissioning of a carbon capture unit at the Resolute Pulp Mill in Quebec. And crews battle flames at WestRock's recycling facility in St. Paul, Minnesota. For more on these and other stories, plus Jim Thompson's latest column on maintenance, check out Nip Impressions at nipimpressions.com. Then don't forget to listen to the PM 40 Weekly Wrap-Up at 8 a.m. U.S. Eastern Time, each Monday morning on Pulp and Paper Radio International, located at ipulpradio.com. Join us again tomorrow at the same time here on ipulpradio.com for the latest PM 40 Daily Update. In the meantime, be safe, and we'll talk to you then.
You've been listening to the PM 40 Daily Show. This PM 40 update has been provided only as a courtesy to our listeners. Nothing said here is to be construed as financial advice. Always consult with financial professionals before taking action on market data from any source. Copyright 2019, Paparitalo Publications, all rights reserved.